Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. Well, today we are talking with the fearless leaders from the Northwest Maritime Center. Barb Traylor, the captain of all things wooden boat, is here, along with the addition to their crew, Angela Hewitson. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I appreciate you coming in on this fine morning. I am consistently amazed at all that is going on at the Maritime Center. I mean, from education to boat building to now you have tourism and all the incredible events that put Port Townsend on the map. Today's a little different. We typically talk to volunteers and a representative from an organization about what they do and how they really embrace volunteerism. And here we have volunteer recruiters and coordinators. And I think it would be really fun to kind of hone in on what your work looks like, how it is to embrace and bring along volunteers into your organization. So, Barb, I know that maybe this is old history for you, but I'm curious, how did you find yourself as the lead for the Wooden Boat Festival? And could you tell folks what your official title is?
Sure. I'm the director of the Wooden Boat Festival, and I have been. This is my seventh year, and I got into it through volunteering. I started volunteering, I don't even know back when, and I came from boating and the boating world. And the first volunteering I did at the festival was working on the docks, and it was really funny to me because it wasn't necessarily a great experience. I was a young girl with a young daughter, and all the kind of good old boys would just kind of bump me out of the way and assume I didn't know anything. And so it was a real highlight to me that it was like, wow, they don't even know what they've got, that I'm actually really good at this. And so that was a really interesting and funny way to get into it. And then I became friends with Casey Cronkite and ran the food court for a couple years for her. And then Carrie Andrews and I ran the bar and the food court. And that was so much fun. And we had such a good time doing that, that when Casey left, we asked Jake if he would consider hiring the two of us to job share.
Oh, hold on now. So I heard a couple of things, a progression of volunteerism that you kept coming back, even though perhaps your first experience didn't allow you to use your best skills or recognize these skills. And then over progression of time, you are asking for more work and indeed loved what you did.
Right. Yeah. It was more humorous to me in the fact that that first experience, you know, it was really funny to me that I probably had more sea miles than anybody on the docks, and yet they wouldn't let me touch a line. And so it was just one of those really funny moments. And but it certainly didn't deter me. And then I had a great experience running the bar with Carrie, and running the food court was really fun for me. I have a lot of history in the food business. And it was just so much fun to be a part of something so big and such a community effort.
Yeah, there is certainly a sense of a community building to this particular organization. And I've got to imagine you had good leadership behind you to help you feel good about the work you were doing and feel supported. Or was this a kind of role that maybe you had the freedom to shape the role and drive the direction?
For sure. As many nonprofits, we wear a lot of hats. And I happen to be a take control, make get it done kind of person. So it was a really good fit for me that, we figured out how to grow and expand, and the freedom. I love that about my job, is that I can do, you know, oh, I want to put a paddleboard on land, and I have the freedom to do all kinds of crazy things like that.
There's an entrepreneurial kind of
absolutely
exposure. Now, Angela, you know, we were talking about Barb's title, director of the Wooden Boat Festival. You are now on board with the Northwest Maritime Center as the volunteer community engagement. I'm not sure. Tell me what you do at the Northwest Maritime Center.
So to echo what Barb was saying about being in a nonprofit and wearing a lot of hats, I was previously house manager of the Northwest Maritime Center last year while I was attending boat school. And so through that, worked a lot of events, met a lot of people, did a lot of engagement. And when it came to my role transitioning out of school, various people at the organization thought that my skills would be better fit with volunteer coordination, which was opening up, and to also keep my house management roles in addition to a number of administrative roles.
I think I saw in your email community engagement. Mm-hmm. And tell me what that means for you at the Northwest Maritime Center. How is that defined in terms of the role?
Interestingly enough, I grew up in a small community. It's always been really important to me, as even small as 1,100 people.
Wow.
So that community raised me in a way. And it definitely trickled into my passion. I actually got my degree in community development.
Oh, that's incredible.
It ended up being an interesting fit when they brought this job together, because it seems like I've been preparing this job for my entire life. So
that's often the case. I was a career counselor at one point, mm-hmm. and I found one of the things you mentioned, Barb, was this idea that volunteerism can inform where you take your career. And sometimes your career informs where you take volunteering. But every work world or every volunteer world that we live in is often a stepping stone to a greater thing. And if you're aware, you might say, this is the part I really loved about my position. How can I grow and ferret out what would be exciting and foster some growth and learning? I'd love to spend a little bit of time about, the scope of this organization, Northwest Maritime Center, and you mentioned the Wooden Boat Festival is 40 years old. How many volunteers do you have in your database overall, including the education, the festival, just roughly speaking? Angela, would you happen to know yet?
I do. In terms of how long we've been recording in this actual content management database, I would say we have about 1,400 people that I can personally reach out to. In the last 2 years alone, we had 720 volunteers interact with us at some point, whether it was Wooden Boat or Race to Alaska or any number of our year-round programs. And then they put about 11,000 hours just within the last year.
I'd also like to add that there's different levels that people engage. Mm-hmm. I have probably 35 captains, we call them, mm-hmm. at Wooden Boat, and the other events have them as well. And those people work all summer. They volunteer. They really dedicate several hundred hours apiece. And so there's different levels. And some people want to show up and just say, hey, can I just bartend for an hour? Or can I just, I want to help out. But some people really dig in and dedicate, much of their free time to us, which is amazing.
Oh, I can so relate to that. I've served in nonprofits for many years. And one of the roles I did serve in as someone who is a coordinator for a large organization, and I taught a class in preparation for volunteering. And one of the examples I did during this class was I would bring all the recipe parts for a chocolate chip cookie, the flour, the chocolate chips, the salt, the seasonings. And then I gave them two cookies, one of which did not have the salt. Now, if you know how to make chocolate chip cookies, flour and sugar are pretty big in the mix, as are chocolate chips. And salt is just a minute aspect. But I'm here to tell you, a cookie without that tiny bit of salt tastes not so great. And, it's like that with volunteerism, that little bit of salt, whatever you can give, that minute moment, that touch point as a volunteer behind the scenes, it's huge. It's huge. So you've got, someone who you reach out to, Angela, might say, yeah, but, how do you pull them into the right fit when you're first reaching out to volunteers?
Well, I would say I'm just a drop in the bucket in terms of the amount of volunteers, the amount of time they've been connected to the organization over the last 40 years, 20 years, 10 years, 2 years. And within a moment, I can say, I'm definitely going to learn a lot from you. Then I'm going to be able to teach you. So you just tell me what it is that you feel connected to. And then, you know, either they'll say, oh, well, I can do whatever, you know, I can just go with the flow. But then you really do want to connect them to that detail where that piece of salt that you're talking about, that detail that would make the experience of the event, of festival, of ruckus come to life. So
for them
mm-hmm. and for everyone mm-hmm. around them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't know. I think that just, I think the level of communication required of that has been really sincere so far. And
the authentic nature of how you do volunteer right. recruitment, retention, management. Oh, I've been on that other side. I didn't mean to cut you off, I wanted to talk to you about the community development degree and then a little bit about, my goodness, you must be on the phone a lot to actually have that conversation to kind of hone in on, oh, I'll do whatever, or there's someone who has a wealth of history who informs you and helps you move along into mm-hmm. your role. Mm-hmm. How many hours are you on the phone?
I would say the phone thing, you know, it's, I don't know if it's a generation thing. It's a whole mixed bag. You know, I'd say email, people feel really confident about that. If they don't, they're on the phone with me. And really, a lot of people just come in. If they feel that they have all this ownership of this time and this energy spent in a certain role, and they want to be seen, and they want to be heard, and they want to make sure that they can continue their work, you know, it's their contribution to the organization's legacy in a certain way. Mm-hmm. They come to me directly. And so that, I think, has made my job invaluable so far.
But very disrupted if you have a lot of volunteers dropping in.
Absolutely.
I know that at times I've been that kind of volunteer where like, oh, I have this idea. I should stop in and share it.
Right.
And I'm thinking, wait a second, this is a very busy organization. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting to be aware of how you speak to a volunteer. And it's not to diminish the value of what they're doing, but consider the lowest denominator. You may have an efficiency model of, I don't know, like your registration at Ruckus that requires a certain set of skills, and it would just go through the roof if you used a certain database. But because your volunteers are at a certain level, I mean, how do you wrestle with that tension? Do you do much training for folks who may want to stretch, or if the skill set is very specific, what do you do with that?
Well, we have moved staff into a lot of key positions to help train. So, for instance, Ruckus at the registration table, Catherine has been honing the same volunteers. We've got some phenomenal volunteers that could easily do it themselves, but we do use staff in key positions to help train, and we try to keep people in the same position year after year so that they really are professional at it.
And to inform our listeners a little bit, I jumped into the word ruckus, and let's get ready to ruckus. There might be a few new, as we have many new people in our community. What is a ruckus? Angela, can you tell us what a ruckus is?
Well, actually, this will be my first ruckus. So,
get ready to ruckus.
Exactly. I'll be learning big time. But the pre-race ruckus is it's going to be pretty dynamic this
year. And
what
race is that?
For our race to Alaska.
Okay.
750 miles, unsupported, human power and sales. So the ruckus is the community celebration and the chance for all of town to come down. It's free to come down and meet the racers and see these crazy people that are going to go do this crazy adventure. And it's taken off and it's wonderful. It's a Wednesday night, which is just hilarious. Mm-hmm. And a ton mm-hmm. of people come, over 1,000 people come down, and there's music and they get to meet the racers. And this year it'll be topped doubly fun because the finish of the race 7048 will be ending that day as well. And so there'll be all these paddleboarders and human powered people that have just done the 7048 race, which will be finishing. So it's going to be dynamic.
I have had the opportunity to volunteer on the registration side. I love, for myself, going back to the question of training, I have a little bit of Excel, but I love to keep it from getting rusty. So I've enjoyed doing the registration, but I'm certainly much more capable at pouring beer. And so I've been at the ruckus and I've been at the registration. Registration is a hoot because they're, you know, their bios, and you get to get up and personal with these sailors that are coming in. But let's go to that 7048. That's your newest event on the radar. And how is it for recruiting volunteers there? And what are your needs with the 7048 as you have your fingers in the pie here with Port Townsend volunteers? How are you managing that?
I think that Barb would echo my excitement and also somewhat nervousness, because this is complete foreign territory. I know that Barb has stressed needing, you know, our best players, our gung-ho A-team, all hands on deck situation, where we can bring the most passionate people from Port Townsend to come work with us from start to finish into Tacoma.
Oh, you know, very cool. So you're recruiting from Port Townsend folks who are able to go to Port Town to Tacoma.
Correct.
Got it.
There are, we do have, you know, regionally we're expanding in terms of our level of awareness, and, you know, Seattle's starting to hear what's going on over there on the other side of the pond. So right. I have a lot of folks from Seattle reaching out to me about wanting to contribute here and in Tacoma. So
we're going to be on the air a few weeks before this event. If you wanted to help direct folks to what the opportunities are, certainly they can pull down KPTZ by podcast, because it'll be on our website. But how would you like folks to be reaching you? What are some specific needs? Are folks, if they're going to come from Port Townsend, do they need to get their own accommodations? A couple of details about connecting with you on questions they might have.
I would say they should connect with me either phone or email. Angela at nwmaritime.org, or I don't have my phone number on here.
That's okay. If they find you, they can go to your email.
Or they can go directly to our website. Sure. There's going to be a 7048 platform on there. And then through there, you'll be able to connect with me directly.
Okay.
Most of our needs, I mean, it's going to be, we have a pre-funk the Sunday before the race.
What the heck? Pre-funk? Get out of
like
your funk.
It's like a ruckus in Tacoma.
Exactly. And it's going to be right next to the Museum of Glass, which is really exciting, at the Social Bar and Grill. And it's going to be food, drinks. There's going to be Carl Kruger, who finished, was a stand-up paddleboarder that finished Race to Alaska last year.
Right.
And then also...
Natalia Cohen.
Right.
Nice.
Who
she was one of the women that rode across the Pacific. They did 8,000 miles. I mean, incredible story. So she's coming from England to do a talk at that event, which we're really excited
astounding.
About.
So if volunteers want to rub elbows with up-and-coming celebrity in the sports world, how can they, what are the tasks that might be involved? Is there some things they can do here in Port Townsend, or what are your needs in Tacoma? Do you know yet?
Well, that's where we're saying we want people that can do anything, because we don't know what
be nimble, be flexible.
We're trying to bring people that don't. You might be bartending for a couple hours. You might be pulling fences. You might be running and picking up kegs, because we just, there's some things you just can't control in a new environment when we aren't managing everything.
Okay, that's going to be a fun thing to
it's
be doing.
It's going to be dynamic, yeah. And then the Finish Line Bar and the Finish Line here in Port Townsend will be also, there's a lot of volunteering here, which will be a little more organized. I mean, we have a better idea of what that's going to look like.
There's a structure that people are probably familiar with. So you're going to be appealing to those that say, hey, I want the stretch. I love to be a part of something new and fresh and exciting. That's how I got involved with Race to Alaska. I'm like, what kind of town has a party at 5 a.m.? I am there. You guys, I'm telling you, you make volunteering so fun. You make it valuable. You really help the community grow and feel committed to their community. And I'm just so impressed. It's a sense of like a family experience.
It's definitely a family. I think one of the Angela's amazing with the volunteers as well. And I mean, we treat our volunteers like our biggest donors. They're the same to us.
Absolutely
is valuable.
It's not just fundraising, it's friend raising.
That's right. Absolutely. That's right. And our captain's team, I mean, we have barbecues together all summer long. You know, it really is a family. It's wonderful.
Well, our last 60 seconds on air, do you have any moments or last minute tips, questions, requests for our listeners? What's your website again?
nwmaritime.org.
And there'll be a specific platform eventually regarding the 7048, but they could just go straight to volunteer at?
There already is. You can find me either at Take Action through volunteering. You can go to 7048 website, Race to Alaska website. You're all going to be directed to me.
We
eventually
will find you. You can reach us. Well, thank you, Barb and Angela, for coming in today. It's been a real pleasure, and I'm so excited for our new season.
Thank you so much for having us.
Everybody can. Thank you, Angela. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Get ready to ruckus.